Well, how about an escapist summer read? J. Courtney Sullivan writes a lot about female friendships. Her 2010 novel Commencement was set at her alma mater, Smith College, and began as an homage to Mary McCarthy's classic The Group, which was set at hers, Vassar. And The Group is being read by a gossipy neighborhood book club in Courtney's new novel, Friends and Strangers, which is about book clubs and message boards for moms like the one Courtney actually belonged to in Brooklyn. And inequity, particularly on college campuses. Some students work in the cafeteria, others study abroad. But it's also about babysitting. I recently led a Zoom talk with Courtney, sponsored by a consortium of libraries. Great fun, over an hour. Here's a little of that talk. It's about babysitting, which can be a profound experience. It sure was for me. Many years ago, there was a car accident. Everyone was okay. But Annie Titel, please get in touch. That's the thing. That powerful babysitting experience is ephemeral. Everyone, the hiring mom, the babysitter, the baby, moves on. Maybe, as in the case of Courtney's fictional mom, Elizabeth, and the college girl she hires, Sam, they might have trouble recognizing each other. They were friends and strangers. I asked J. Courtney Sullivan, why babysitting?
I think those of us who were babysitters, we understand something about the very specific rite of passage that that is. Several years ago, I want to say maybe 8 or 9 years ago, I was at Smith College, my alma mater, to give a reading. After the event, I was going to my car and I'm standing in the crosswalk. It starts to rain, of course, because it's a very cinematic moment. And this big SUV pulls up, and behind the wheel of the SUV is this woman, this mother, whose baby girl I used to babysit for my senior year of college. And she very much put me on the path that I ended up on. You know, she really encouraged me to be a writer, which is what I wanted most of all in the world, and introduced me to so many of her friends and was just such a lovely, lovely presence in my life. But as you said, that year, my senior year that I spent babysitting for her daughter, I felt we were very close. And so here it's 10 years later, I see her, I immediately know who she is. And I'm like, hi, oh my gosh, it's me. She had no idea who I was. And she just kept driving. And so that night I was having dinner back in Brooklyn with a friend who is also a novelist. And I was telling her this whole story. And I was like, we were so close. And then, you know, she didn't even know who I was. And Jamie said, oh, that sounds like it would be a great jumping off point for a novel. Mm-hmm. And when you're a fiction writer, you know, there are moments and ideas and things that have this kind of shimmer around them where, you know, I'm going to write about that. You know, many years went by and then I was pregnant with my first child. And this story was just really calling to me because I felt like now I've been the babysitter. Soon I'm going to be the mother. I'm going to know what it's like from both of these women's point of view. And I'd love to write this kind of conversation between them, which in many ways is kind of a conversation with my younger self. And also, I had a piece in the New York Times this weekend about babysitting, and I mentioned this woman in the piece, and she ended up emailing me. And so now we're back in touch, which is so wonderful. That's Isn't that nice?
Yeah, you know, you sent me, I've been Googling these poor children that I used to babysit for who are like 50 now.
Oh, wow.
But you made me do that. The New York Times in their review also point out that reading and babysitting share a distinct pleasure. They're both pulling back a curtain to see how the other people live. And I thought to myself, oh, little do they know. I mean, nobody's listening, right? You could go like see if they had like dirty magazines. And I'm talking about like back then that was Playboy. I mean, we're not, you know, you could eat all their ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to be in someone else's home when it's asleep, the house is literally asleep, it feels like. The curtains are asleep. Late at night is a very intimate thing.
It's the best. I remember knowing exactly how much ice cream you could take out of the container without getting chips.
Right.
So, you know, you take like 2 cookies out of the box and some ice cream and just a little bit here and there.
Yeah,
you know?
Take the cookies from the back of the box.
Exactly.
And see something like the, you know, your own parents are such a puzzle. And mm-hmm. Here's a couple. You're watching them too. You're watching them and their family. And how are they functioning, especially if it's different from your family?
Yes, very much so. Especially the mothers. They are these models of possible adulthood. It's true that, you know, people say like no one knows what happens behind closed doors, but your babysitter does know, because at a certain point you forget that the babysitter is there. And that is where I, you know, sort of cut my teeth on being a nosy eavesdropper, which is essential for fiction writing.
And babysitting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and it's a reminder, too. Again, a lot of us are having flashbacks to our babysitting days. I'm reading somebody's comment. I remember babysitting and being shocked that the mother had Wifey by Judy Blume on her show.
You know, I had some really intense situations like you described, too. I cared for these two little girls when I was in college. And their mom asked me at one point, she said, my sister could really use your help. So I said, oh, okay. And this poor woman, her husband had been a doctor. She had two little boys, and she was like 8 months pregnant with a third little boy, and her husband died of cancer. Mm. And so these kids, I mean, like, I was coming into their home, and this had just happened, and the little baby had just been born when I first came along. And there was such an air of just, you know, sorrow. Mm. I mean, it was such a heartbreaking place to be, but then also, like, young children always add joy. So there was also joy, and there was a brand new baby, which is a whole other emotional journey. And it just, I mean, I was such a part of their lives. And in that case, it was such a short time. I couldn't tell you their names now. I couldn't pick them out of a lineup, and I'm sure they couldn't me either, but we just experienced this intensity together. Yeah. And you know, that happens with babysitting. I think that happens with friendships too. Like personally, the older I get, the more I'm just so grateful for my female friends. But I think you also do have these friendships over time. For whatever reason, you know, that friendship might actually change you in a very profound way, but not last. And I think that's what's going on in this book.